Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Bat Boys. We have a lot to talk about, Sam. The Atletico match, 1-0, the own goal, no Kangin Lee, and just, you know, really how depressing your personal life has really become. That's probably the first thing to talk about.
That's funny, Tim, because listeners, I have to tell you, Tim gets all editorial control in this show.
Right.
So he's going to cut this out, but he just said in a previous cut, he said, "This is Sam."
I don't remember that.
And he said it with such confidence. It was the first time Tim really seemed like he really believed in himself, because he doesn't believe in himself and he believes in me. And he was pretending as if he was me. It was really a moment where I was like, "Wow, Tim, the way you're talking right now, I could be persuaded on one of your ridiculous beliefs, because you thought you were me." So I just want to point that out to the listeners. We all know this, but I just wanted to point this out, Tim.
Well, I did fudge the intro. I'll fess up to that. I was getting excited. I said I was Sam, but on the contrary, I'd never been in a darker, sadder, strange place than when I said that. So we had to stop.
Yeah.
Do it. No one will hear this. There's no evidence of this, and I think everyone's better off for it. So
there is evidence. It's just being deleted by you. The evidence is being wiped away.
Lost.
But
no,
anyway.
I tried to recover. It's lost. I don't know where it went. We started over.
Tim, I just have to say one more thing on a personal note.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a stark contrast to you, Mr. Single, Mr. Living in New York, Mr. Zero Responsibility, Mr. Even in the midst of a pandemic is probably making out with some person at a bar. I just want to say, if you go my route, Tim, and that's probably not true. Probably that was insensitive to Tim. Tim is a deep man and a thoughtful man. But I wanted to point out my daughter, who is now 2, said Valencia today. So just, you know, if you opt for a family, Tim, some point 3 decades from now, there's a way. It's a way to increase the fandom of Valencia. So that's one real advantage.
You know, Sam, well done, well done. And I've been around you and your wife and your daughter, and I probably say that's probably the most work you put into fatherhood.
Also, that's good. She would agree.
I am abiding by all CDC guidelines and any laws and rules set by Cuomo and de Blasio. I just got to say that before we catch some heat from everyone out here.
Yeah. Catch some heat. I don't mean to be throwing too much salt on you, Tim. I just know what you're posting on the Instagram .com/app. So, true. You know, I have some sense.
Yeah.
So anyway, you're right. You had a great intro into this Atletico episode, Tim. I just want to jump in and say how much I hate Atletico. That is a topic that we have gone over on this program.
Who do you hate more? Do you hate Atletico or Sevilla? You really hate them.
Oh, I hate them both differently. I hate probably Sevilla. If you're going to tell me I can pick one team not to finish in the top 4, I would rather Sevilla not fall in the top 4.
Right.
Atletico, truth be told, right now is just a kind of a step above Valencia. Whereas I do think, even though right now maybe Sevilla is a step above Valencia, that they're much more rivals than Atletico is. Atletico has our number. I don't have a lot of love for Simeone or the way that they manage transfers, but they have a team that, I mean, they have a really, really, really good team.
That's a really good segue, because I think this Atletico team could compete in Champions League. And I think their form right now, they could probably challenge any team in the top 5 leagues, except maybe Bayern or something. With that said, despite our lack of lineup and our lack of depth, we held ourselves pretty well. Obviously, they had a majority of the possession. They had a majority of the chances. But it wasn't a blowout. It wasn't 5-0. It wasn't 4-0. It was 1-0 from an own goal. I thought that was the storyline for the most part for this game.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't think that with Valencia at home, we should ever really be considered, we should ever consider defeat a good outcome, right? I mean, I think Valencia at home is, we can beat anybody at the Mestalla. And, you know, Atletico has been a really tough opponent for us.
Yeah.
Even before we lost a lot of our talent. And, you know, I felt as if it was going to be a close match. I was really impressed, though, with how disciplined we were defensively. I mean, again, we, you know, obviously we lost a lot of talent this summer, but then, you know, arguably our most talented player, Gaia, not, you know, he's injured for this match, so we put in Lato. I believe this is the first game he has started at left back this season. So, you know, this new player in the back, and then you have this Guillamon injury. Mangala right. has to come in. Mangala, and he is our fourth option for center back because Diakabi is still not quite ready. So, you know, you had a lot of unfortunate circumstances, but we were very much in the game. I mean, they didn't have clear-cut chances. Of course, they only won on an own goal, but
yep.
you know, we made them uncomfortable the whole game, and so I do think that there is, you know, I think there's a theme that we've talked about this season that our performances have been better than the results. Our results haven't been great,
right.
But this is another one where we showed good backbone against a really good team. I mean, Atletico has been scoring a lot against teams in the Liga. So, you know, this is again, this could have gone either way. It was unfortunate that it went against us, but you know, we had some opportunity.
Well said. I think that's it. You got the whole thing. that was a great summary. One thing I want to call out is a few individual performances. We could talk about the lineup. And, you know, we were without, of course, Gaia on the left side. We were fortunate, I think, to not have Suarez available, as well as Diego Costa. And, of course, João Felix didn't start. So that kind of gave us a leg up a bit. I think if you look at Atletico's performance the last season or so, they were really struggling. And I think Suarez kind of unlocked that a bit. They don't really have a great striker, though. So I think it was maybe a weaker Atletico Madrid versus previous games. But I do want to call out, we didn't get a lot of clear-cut chances against us the first half. I think it came from Lamar, I think had a good shot, but that was 22 yards out. And really the person that we should call out was Dominic. Dominic had a really great game and really had some key saves throughout this whole game. Of course, we've been out without Cillessen. So I think it's really the first time we've seen him step up and make big saves. And I think it could have been 2-0, maybe 3-0 had he not had some of these key saves throughout the game. So I just want to call him out. I don't know if we've really talked about him the season so much.
Yeah. I thought he played well too. Tim, I think, you know, Dominic has not been someone who I've always been convinced by. And this was a really good performance. So it's good to call out Dominic.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying our defense has always been front and center. That's been the challenge, but it's good to see him step up. I want to just call him out. The other big theme, I think, Sam, that you know, you and I were chatting back and forth about is Guedes, and so maybe that's a good place to start. Guedes got to start today, and Kangin Lee did not, and nor did he even come off the bench. We'll talk about that. But Guedes, I think, had the performance we were looking for last week when we were talking about, you know, what is the future for him, and he was the one that was kind of giving us more of the chances going forward, taking players on. He really had an impact on the game. I don't know when Guedes will show up. I think that's the thing. I don't know if Javi Gracia will. He made a comment after the game. He doesn't really know when Guedes will show up either. But it's good to see him get the performance, I think, that we're hoping to get out of him.
Yeah, you know, and it's worth pointing out, you did, I mean, you noted last week, I was pretty hard on Guedes last week, because just the way I thought he played defensively, and the way he acted when he lost a couple balls, and the way he acted when he thought he was fouled, but, you know, he did, I watched the game again, and I mean, he did play well in that game. I mean, he had that, of course, that pass to Gamero, where he has that long run. He did show some promise, and for that promise, he gets the start, and he played really well, I thought, and he put in a really good defensive effort, too. Yeah, I thought
he did. First time
I thought he played both ways. Yeah, it was the first time we've seen that. So I was really, really pleased. I think that was the best takeaway of the match was Guedes's performance, because this is a player we talked last week. We need to get Guedes back to where he should be. And, you know, this was, I think, a great step in that direction. So, again, not a good result for the match, but at least if we can get Guedes back, you know, I think we could really turn the season around.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. I think one thing to point out there is that when he is working defensively, you see him push players inside. And one thing I think we did really well is prevent Atletico from getting in and around us, especially with Lato. You think they'd go his route or his side, but they really didn't have a lot of chances kind of going around and whipping balls in. We forced them to the inside, and a lot of their chances had to come from like that Lamar shot from 24 yards out or so, give or take a few other chances that, you know, they've gotten. But really they were forced inside, and I think Soler and Rosic were there to really pick that up. And I think that's the power of having Musa and Guedes both chipping in defensively. If you don't have that, you just are kind of – you're really missing it. So I think Guedes is, like, starting to get it maybe. I think overall he's probably just kind of lazy going back, and maybe Gracia is telling him, like, hey, you're not going to start if you don't chip in and help out. And maybe having Lato there maybe forced him to do that this game. He felt like he had to maybe pitch in and help Lato. And maybe that's a good segue to Lato. I thought he played very well, despite...
Yeah, I did too. I was really impressed with Lato's performances. I have to say, every time I watch Lato, I'm impressed by him. Of course, the goal was extremely unfortunate. I really don't think you can put that on him. I think there were, you know, obviously preventing the cross to begin with. I think if Mangala, you and I are texting about this, I think if Mangala had been on goal side of his man, he may have been able to clear that ball rather than it go through his legs before it gets to Lato. So I think that it was just a really extremely unfortunate circumstance, set of circumstances, but Lato overall, I think looked really good. I'm really impressed with the left side of our defense with Gaia and then Lato, and then the combination, of course, creates options that we've talked about as well.
Yeah, I think if there's to summarize the performance and Lato's performance is really, you really see Valencia working as a unit. And you messaged just to me during the game is, we win a lot of 50-50 balls. We win a lot of set balls that fall down. And I think that's different than last year. Even with lack of talent, we make up for it with effort. So if you see a lot of the, I think, momentum that Atletico would get, we kind of would snuff out a bit because we really were kind of winning. And really that's just down to effort, I think, effort and being organized.
I completely agree. I think the team's got a lot of heart and a lot of discipline, and I think we're going to be, I think we're going to be a team that's going to be difficult for everyone. I really believe that. I know if you look at the table right now, man, we don't have many points. We basically are averaging just a tiny bit over 1 point per match, which isn't good enough. But I really think. My bet, Tim, is that for the next, three quarters of the season, we're going to see a higher points per game average than we've been getting.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. One play from the first half I just want to note was probably the most notable from Valencia is probably that ball from Soler chipped over into Rosic. It's probably our best chance. Rosic kind of went near post. So I think he was maybe passing it, but
yeah.
Oblak off guard, and it almost went in. Oblak made a great save. And I don't know if you have any notable plays. I like this a lot because that's the second time we've seen Rosic up in the top left corner of our the field. It really like says a lot about his movement, even defensively, that he's able to kind of free up Soler to get him past. So that was probably the big play the first half for me. I don't know. Anything else stick out to you?
Yeah, I mean, there was – Lamar also had a really – close chance for us when there was a ball whipped in and he was heading it and that could have been an own goal for us. But yeah, I mean, on Rosic, I'll just say again, you know, it's hard to see this on over TV. You really like to watch Rosic in person. I'm really excited to when we can, for excited for the time when we can go to the Mestalla and watch Rosic in person. But his positioning seems just extremely intelligent to me. He always seems to be in the right place. Whenever, you know, it looks as if they're about to counter, especially when João Félix was in the game in the second half, and you have a player that can weave through and you're really worried about, you know, the center of the field, Rosic always seemed to be in the right place. So I was just really pleased. Again, I think he's just going to keep getting better. I think that's the hardest part is figuring out the positioning. And so I think the rest is going to come with Rosic. I think I think he can be a little bit better in tighter spaces, and sometimes he's a little inaccurate with his passes and his shots sometimes go here, go there. We saw that obviously from Kondogbia as well.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of potential for this guy.
Yeah, I was kind of debating with a Twitter friend of ours, Carl, about Rosic. He's a little more doubtful about his ability or maybe his potential. I would agree with Carl that his long range and medium range passes is probably his weakness right now. But I just want to point out, I'll take that because if you remember last year, how many times we would get caught out. Our defense would be everywhere. Diakabi would be by the byline or the sideline. People would run into the box unmarked. You really don't see that anymore.
You don't.
A few different times Correa would run through. He'd always be marked by Soler or Rosic. Always. And if not, Guillemot would pick him up. So they're always kind of in the right place. And I'll take the trade-off of, like, long passes. I think that could come with time. I'd much rather have the organization and his movement off the ball. I do want to point out, too, I was defending him, and then I think the 39th minute, he gets the ball midfield, and he gets his, you know, pocket picked, and it goes down.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It was a pretty bad mistake in our own half. So.
Yeah, and I think in terms of areas of improvement, he could be – he's still not – you know, Kondogbia was so good in tight spaces, and I'm – Rosic, I think – you know, Kondogbia was also pretty inaccurate with long passes. I think Rosic, I haven't really seen – I don't necessarily think that he's a downgrade from Kondogbia in that regard. But for me, you know, I want to see Rosic get a little bit better in tighter spaces. He's not – he doesn't have the confidence necessarily to kind of do what Parejo and Kondogbia would do in tight spaces, which also means that he's probably not going to get his pocket picked as often. But you'd like to see him get a little bit better. You know, there are some places, I think in that 39th minute, if you can imagine Parejo having the ball there, Parejo would have gotten a free kick, right? Like, that, there's no question in my mind. Like, you'd have seen it happen. He would have absorbed the pressure, and he would have gotten a free kick. So I would like to see Rosic grow in that area. But Tim, we got to talk about – we've been pretty positive, pretty – you know, pretty optimistic in this pod. We got to talk about these substitutions, Tim. This was a huge takeaway for the match for me. I want to hear your take, but these didn't make a lot of sense to me. Obviously, the game looked as if it really begged for Congan Lee who he could be the player to sort of unlock Atletico's defense, add some more dynamism. I really like Vallejo coming off the bench. I'm not sure about Vallejo starting. So I don't know. I struggled with this because I get it. Vallejo played really, really well the week before. He changed the game when he came on, but he also didn't have to be sort of the ball distributor. And, you know, I think Kangin Lee can do that. So anyway, I was expecting Kangin Lee to start this match. And then throughout the second half, I was expecting him to come on. And I was really, really shocked with the players that we brought on, especially Sobrino. Sobrino almost got a red card in the match, Tim. He did nothing of import except almost get a red card. I just don't get, how do you bring Sobrino on? Like, what is Sobrino doing that makes you think today is his day? Today is the day he's going to change a game, because he's never changed a game for the good.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, I think the second half overall, we were taking a lot of pressure. And I think they made a halftime sub. Jao Felix came on. And then they made two or three other subs. So at this point, they've had three fresh players in, and we're messaging each other thinking, he's got to make a sub, and that sub's got to be Kangin Lee. And instead, he brings – of course, Guillamon comes off. He's injured. We'll talk about that a little bit. But Sobrino comes on. Gamero comes on, and then Thierry Carrera comes on. And Wass and Musa and Gomez are out as well. It's just – it was very strange. I think Jason eventually came on as well, didn't do anything. And when Gracia talked about Kangin Lee, you know, the only thing that I saw a quote for him was, hey, Vallejo had a really great game. You and I said that. He came on. He needed to get the start here. He deserved it. Maxi Gomez is our starter. He's healthy. We're going to play him. And so that is understandable about Kangin Lee. I don't understand why he didn't get subbed in. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I also just think that just because Vallejo plays really well, we've seen Vallejo play really well only as a substitute. Oh, I mean, Vallejo is a great sub. I don't think he's a player to start in these games. So, you know, I think about the last week's game, Vallejo played really well. I think with that the first game of the season against Levante when he came on and really changed the game, But Kangin Lee I really think he needs to be starting every week. I just think it needs to be Kangin Lee and Maxi. And for him not to come on as a sub, I mean, Sobrino, Tim. Sobrino.
Favorite. Of course, Sam's a huge Sobrino fan. He's been a Sobrino fan from the start. I think you're the first person to tell him about Sobrino.
I think that should be the title of the episode, Sobrino.
Well, what's also interesting, Sam, is at that point, you know, I think the announcers, I was thinking it, the announcers even mentioned it, like Maxi Gomez wasn't mentioned once, I think, up until the 70th minute. You didn't see much from him at all. Vallejo, didn't look great. I mean, it is an Atletico defense that I think is only two goals, to be fair. But we really didn't have great options going forward. And the only thing I can think of is, it's not performance-based. I don't know how this could be performance-based. I don't know how you have Sobrino come in and not Kangin Lee. I don't know what the tactics there would have been, unless I'm missing something tactically. But I don't see how that could be. Do you think it's related to his, maybe his behavior in training with all the contract renewal discussions? He doesn't want to renew, so he's probably pouting at practice. I don't know what could be going on.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Tim, but I don't think that not playing him in a game like this is going to convince him to extend his contract. I mean, it's a very puzzling sporting decision. It's a very puzzling business decision. Grassi is obviously not making these decisions, I think, for business purposes, but it didn't make a lot of sense to me. And I'm a big fan of Grassi. I just want to say that I want him to be our coach, not just for this season, but for seasons to come. But that doesn't mean that I don't think we shouldn't criticize him when he needs to be criticized. And I think the substitutions were really, really poor. I just thought that he really screwed it up with the substitutions.
Yeah, and we've you know, I think just to maybe round this out, unless you have anything else that we've
missed. No, I think that's it.
Was, you know, one thing that I noticed when our friend Paco cooled down, you know, he gets all heated about the matches. He tweeted maybe a few hours later that, you know, the big difference between this team and Atletico was, you know, the Atletico subs. You know, you have Condogbia come in, Jao Felix come in, Carrasco come in, and we have Jason, Sobrino, and Correa. And so that's going to be the difference in these games. What he didn't point out was we played terribly or our players are, you know, not motivated. And that's really been the theme. So you have to give it to Gracia. He's doing the absolute best that he can, I think he can do with this team. I don't know what else you would imagine him doing with this lineup. And it's really just this is Atletico team's in a different position. They're in a position, I think, where we wish we were in. And we have two or three subs that are the quality of, you know, Carrasco, Jao Felix, Vitolo, rather than Sobrino.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Condogbia? Real quick, so Condogbia, I don't know if you caught this, Sam. We didn't mention it, but Condogbia caught a lot of flack. You know, yet again, he posts on Instagram about the win, about him coming off the bench, performing well. And he caught a lot of flack from the Valencia fans saying, you know, hey, this is your ex-team that you left in the middle of the season. You at least could be quiet, you know, when you win. It's kind of like celebrating a goal against us. So I don't know. Did you catch that? Did you know that?
I did. I did catch it. I thought the comment was pretty anodyne. But, I mean, I sort of agree with the sentiment. I mean, of Valencians. You know, Valencia revived this guy's career. I mean, you know, right. Valencia, I mean, he was not a player that fared well in Italy.
Anodyne for everyone. It's anodyne is not likely to provoke dissent or offense. Great work, Sam. Great work. I had to look it up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I didn't think his comment was particularly provocative, but, you know, yeah, I think he should be more deferential to Valencia. And I mean, but obviously the comment is not what's really upsetting. What's upsetting is the way he tried to force his move after the transfer window. I thought that was, you know, that wasn't handled well. And I think in some circles he's getting a pass for that because of the shambles that the management, you know, has shown itself to be. Management being Maritone, not of course Gracia, but yeah, I mean, you know, not classy move, but not the least classy move we've seen of this player in the last couple of weeks. So I don't put too much stock in that, Tim. Atletico is obviously an extremely talented team. I'm hoping they don't win La Liga, and I'm hoping Simeone's hair continues to become thinner and thinner. That's all I'm hoping.
Man, that's harsh. Wow, that is dark, man. I love it. All right, in other news, it's Moussa's and Guedes' birthday today.
Wow.
Moussa's 18, same day, I think.
Wow.
Birthday to both of them. And I think the club is moving forward with extending Moussa's contract, which is good to see. We didn't do that with Ron, so it looks like they're being proactive. And with that, we are now in 13th place. And we have a few tough matches ahead, Sam. You want to talk about that?
Well, I think we should just talk about the first one, Tim, and give some predictions. I am thinking for this one, Tim, it's going to be a solid Valencia victory. But Ibar is going to come from behind to make it close. We're going to still get the 2-1 win, but it's going to be a 2-0 start. Ibar is going to get a goal to make us nervous, but we close out the game with strong defense. That's what I'm saying. 2-1 win, Tim.
I'm going to say 2-0, even away. Oof,
I like that.
2-0. They've only scored 6 goals all season, 10 games. They've actually only let in, it looks like, 9. Is actually pretty solid. We've let in 17. Fun fact, yeah. Sam, I went back to last year. After 11 games, we've conceded 17 goals. This year, we did the same last year. Did you know that? Fun fact?
No, I didn't know that. Wow, that's a good fact. That's why you're paid. That's why you're paid. Well, you're paid on the show, Tim.
I think it says a lot about Gracia, his ability to concede only 17 goals despite all this. So, great. So 2-0 at Ibar, and we have the weekend off. They play next Monday, and then we go to Athletic Club, and of course Barcelona. Barcelona just whipped up on Osasuna. And yeah, they're all tough games. I keep saying tough games, easy games. Look at this. I just want to comment on this. Look at this table. Sociedad, 24 points. Atletico, Villarreal behind them. Sevilla, and then Cadiz in sixth place. Barcelona's in seventh. It's just, it's a tough league. This is a hard league.
Yeah, it's a tough league, Tim. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be tough, but I, you know, again, I'm optimistic that we're going to have a better showing the rest of the season than we've had so far.
I love it. All right. What else? Anything else?
I think that's it, Tim. Good. Have fun on your dates this weekend and look forward to connecting with you next Monday to talk about the Ibar match.
Wow.
We'll be doing maybe immediately after the game, we'll probably record.
Yeah, that sounds great. And thank you for your support. Wow, you've never been such a supportive friend. You only do it when you're on the air. You should when we cut the recording, right? Anyways, good luck with your daughter and all that stuff and being a father. And we'll chat next week after the 2-0 win over Ibar.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. Take it easy, Tim.
Bye. Bye.